The National Sheriff's Association created the Neighbourhood Watch Program in 1972. It now provides training and resources to over 25,000 registered groups. Zimmerman's patrol wasn't one of them. The National Neighbourhood Watch Director, Chris Tutko, says Zimmerman should not have been armed.
There's no intervention whatsoever, and obviously no one carries a weapon with them, whether it be a gun, whether it be a mace, anything like that.
Tutko says the role of Neighbourhood Watch is mainly to communicate with the police and other neighbours. On its website, the Sandford Police Department advises watch participants not to take risks to prevent a crime or try to make an arrest. It says Neighbourhood Watch is not, quote, the vigilante police. Before Martin was shot and killed, the Homeowners Association for the Retreat at Twin Lakes talked about its Neighbourhood Watch program on Twitter. The last post on its Twitter feed, dated February 12th, says the program led to 4 arrests and burglary cases. Neither the Sandford Police nor the Homeowners Association returned calls for this story. Tutko says in the wake of the Martin case, he'll be looking at whether guidelines for watch groups need updating.
One thing that we will be doing is looking at our policies and procedures to make sure that we have some additional training, give them some ideas of what looks suspicious, what's not suspicious.
But he says rules about what not to do remain the same. Don't pursue vehicles or carry weapons, and never confront anyone while on patrol. Tutko says the only thing a watch captain should be armed with is a cell phone. For 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Matthew Petty.